Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For Trent. Number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, welcome back, and let's get right to it. All guests on 95.7 The Game up here on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? Joining us right now, Randy Cross, 3-time Super Bowl champion, offensive lineman with the San Francisco 49ers. Randy, thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate it.
It's my pleasure, yes.
Let me just start out with a general question. Do you think a team like the Ravens, with that kind of style and that kind of quarterback, can they win a Super Bowl that way?
I think so. They're one of the, let's say, 6 or 8 teams, you know, and in that group are the Niners, you know, and the Chiefs and the Ravens and a few others, that if they stay healthy, they can be a Super Bowl team. And I think Lamar Jackson's got the ability to be a Super Bowl winning quarterback. The problem is he's going to have to do it late in the game, and usually he's going to have to do it throwing the ball. He almost pulled it off last night by about a third of a toe.
Mm-hmm. Randy, I was telling our listeners that, you know, I grew up in a time where, you know, the refs might have just called that a touchdown, and that's just the way it would have gone without replay back in the day. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it, you know, makes you wonder, just in general, especially last night with all the illegal formation calls and everything else and the way that was going. You knew it was going to have to be clear, undisputed, and no doubt about it when it came to the end. And as soon as you saw the very first replay or two, your eyebrow kind of raised up. You went, maybe not.
Yeah.
Once they slowed it down, you know, you saw that, yeah, he was out.
Randy, you were one of the best to ever do it on the offensive line, and I'm kind of curious. Rookie right guard Dominic Puny is getting a start Monday. He's got to deal with Quinnen Williams. Talk to us about his preseason and now Monday morning when he wakes up and it's real. What advice would you give him?
You know, don't worry about the moment. It's, you know, you can't be too big for it. It can't be too big for you. Just don't back down. I don't care who you're playing. Don't back up and don't back down. Set short. Use your hands. Keep fighting with your hands. And if you don't hear a whistle, keep trying to drill them.
Randy Cross joining us on 95.7 The Game, three-time Super Bowl champion. All right, I'm gonna give you an opportunity to take me to school and tell me why I'm wrong about something. Because yesterday I was reading a lot of previews about the San Francisco 49ers, and we know they're loaded and talented. And I read something where it said, what's the biggest concern or the weakness? And the answer was the center position. And I said, that just shows you how good this team is. They're worried about the center. So tell me why the center is vital to a great team.
Well, it's got everything to do with communication and sort of sharing the brain with the quarterback and setting up your protections the right way. And, you know, once he declares things, your strengths and your weaknesses and who you're willing to have a running start and who you're not willing to have that running start on the defensive side. And that all sort of starts with the center. And usually when you have veterans and they've got veterans on that line, it can sometimes be kind of a decision by committee. But, you know, when it's getting down to the real cutting time, it's got to be one guy making the call. And you know, I think Brendel's got that ability. I think that you can do those kind of things. Yeah, has he played another position before? Yeah, he's played another position before. But I think he's going to be a real asset for the team. And it's going to be about two things. It's going to be that communication I was talking about and making the right decisions and staying healthy. If they stay healthy, and that's for every game. And nowadays, that's what, you know, 19, 20 games in a season?
Yeah.
And they did it for 19 last year, just couldn't do it for all 20.
Randy, my partner and I have a lot of fun going back and forth of when the Niners are going to, you know, kind of what I deem get that monkey off their back. But you're a Niner 49ers alumni. When you went to the Super Bowl, you handled business. I know, Kyle, they've built something great, the roster. But I tell my partner, you know, they got to cash it in. When you look at the Niners, the last two Super Bowls, how do you feel when you see them so close, but yet not get it done?
Well, personally, it kind of kills a little piece of me inside. I'm used to being in that position, and if you get that chance, you know, you make it pay off. And, you know, you either do or you don't. And at some point, you've just got to do it. I mean, this is literally – they're in a do-or-die kind of a thing, I think, because you've got a really, really young quarterback. But, you know, your core, your team, is right in the heart of everything they're ever going to be. And it's got to happen. I mean, it's got to happen. And, yeah, they're going to have to stay healthy and all that other fun stuff. But, you know, I think getting there and almost, that don't cut it.
Wow.
And after a while, that has repercussions.
Yeah, Randy Cross joining us on 95.7 The Game, three-time Super Bowl champion. Christian McCaffrey is somebody who had a heavy workload the last 2 years. I think he had 329 touches 2 years ago, 339 last year. He's 28. When you played, how much attention was paid to a guy's workload, particularly a running back's?
Well, I mean, I played with Roger Craig and Wendell Tyler. We never really cared about workloads.
Right.
And I don't think anybody's ever cared about workloads for running backs. That's why the, you know, they talk out of both sides of their mouths about running backs. Everybody wants them on the fantasy team, and nobody wants to give them a second or third contract because of that use and because of, you know, what you do and how much you use them up physically. You've got a guy there, McCaffrey, who trains like he's obsessed. And I think that's one of the keys to him being able to play like he does, is he's so well trained. But that puts you right there on the razor's edge.
Randy, I want to ask you about Trent Williams. Obviously, he held out. He got his new money. He's 6'5", 320-plus pounds. He didn't get a snap in OTAs or preseason, one of the best left tackles to ever do it. I'm asking you, the great Randy Cross, is that a big deal that he did? He missed all preseason, or are you watching him to see, you know what, he's got to get in shape or nothing to see here?
Well, you know, maybe the first couple of snaps, you're getting back into the speed of the game because it's different. You know, he hasn't been in a real live snap since Super Bowl. But that guy is so good. You know, if there's a play or two where he's not exactly 100% comfortable, and that's only a slight chance that that even happens, he'll be splattering people right away. I think he is so good at what he does. You know, they can't pay him too much is the bottom line for me. I think he is so good. He makes that offense and solidifies that side, and he is such an intimidating factor to the guys on the other team. Cornerbacks, safeties, linebackers, they see 71 coming, they try to get under the turf.
Hey, Randy, can you tell me, like, specifically what Trent Williams does that makes him one of the greatest left tackles of all time to, you know, maybe somebody who's not an expert on line play?
I think he's got such excellent feet. He coordinates that really well with his hands. And on the move, with that size and that ability to move, he can change directions. He can lower. He can hit and accelerate his feet on contact. And those sound like kind of cliche things, but, you know, big people don't all do that. In fact, big people rarely do that. And he has that ability. I think he's the best tackle player in the NFL since Jonathan Ogden.
Hey, Randy, I'm curious, when you talk about championship coaches that have actually won a Super Bowl ring, and there's, I think of the great Marv Levy. You know, he got there to the Super Bowl four times, didn't get it done. How big of a deal is it when you got that coach that actually got over the mountaintop and some that had a good regime, a good run, but couldn't get over the hump?
More than anything else, it's kind of sad. You know, I think you've seen guys, you know, like Bud Grant was like that, and there's others in the past, a lot, as long as who you mentioned with Levy. But, you know, bottom line is they've won a lot for a long, long time in most of those cases. It's just that one thing, and it's the definition of that terrible cliche of it is what it is, because that's the thing about being a champion. Yeah. You either are or you aren't. And they can be the winningest coach in the history of the game. And if you haven't won a Super Bowl or you're not a champion, you're just not a champion.
Yeah. Harsh but true, Randy.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you so much for joining us. Really, really appreciate it. And we look forward to talking to you again, if that's the case.
No problem. Enjoy Monday night. And the good news is you probably don't have to beat the guys in the striped shirts.
Hey, Randy, give us a prediction Monday night, because it's going to be a great game, I think.
I think it's going to be a fantastic game. I'm looking at like 28-24, something like that.
All right.
I think Aaron Rodgers he's still dangerous. He's not an empty chair. But I think the Niners and that passing game and all those toys, I don't know. I don't think the Jets can hold up. I like their defense. I love Saleh and what he does. And all the Niner fans love Saleh, too. But he's going to be really, really good, just not good enough.
Great stuff, Randy. Thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate it.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
All right, that's Randy Cross. Courtesy of the River Islands guest line, isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop. That was three-time Super Bowl champion Randy Cross.
Yeah. Stoney, that's a champion. You know what I mean? He said a piece of him dies when his alma mater doesn't get, you know, they get close and don't get it done. Like, I can respect that.
You know, I've always wondered about that. Because, you know, like let's say, because what kind of person are you? Let's say you played on the, let's say the Bills win it all this year. The Bills.
Okay, gotcha.
First one ever. Okay? Then they don't win one for 10 years. If you were Josh Allen, do you really want the Bills to win another one?
Oh, see, that goes.
Once you're retired.
No, of course. You could tell. He, like, that's a proud man. He's done it three times. So, you know, there's no insecurity from Randy Cross about watching his team, wanting them to probably do better. So, you know what you just reminded me of?
Yeah.
Nick Foles.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And Carson Wentz, when he got hurt and Nick went on to win the Super Bowl, I was like, I know he's on the side. Like, go, guys. But please don't let this dude win my chip. But as far as a guy that's got it done, Stoney, I don't think you're in competition. You want to see your alma mater do it.
All right, so it's different than the 72 Dolphins and Mercury Morris who root against teams to go 17-0.
Now that's different. Because that ain't Miami. Oh, Mercury.
I don't know.
Stoney, he said repercussions. What? Like, I just appreciate, and everybody's different. And we all talk about Kyle's greatness and what him and John have built. But damn it, Stoney, at some point you got to punch that ticket, man.
Yeah. That's for sure.
And you always talk about Purdy being a puppy, but Kittle's not a puppy, Stoney. I don't have to tell you, Trent Williams is not a puppy. Other guys are getting older, and I know. Excuse me, you got that piece, but man, you wanna cash in.
888-957-9570 is the number. It is football season. No doubt about it. In 45 minutes, coming up, Santana Moss, former New York Jets first-round pick in 2001, played 15 years in the NFL, and shout-out to Sam Lubman. He's a University of Miami Hall of Famer. He's coming up at noon. We started the show talking about last night's Ravens-Chiefs game, and it was a heck of a game, 27-20, the Chiefs won, and I'm just watching the Baltimore Ravens, asking myself, boy, can you win a Super Bowl this way? And I get that they're one of the top six or eight teams in the league, but can you really win a Super Bowl when your quarterback runs so much and his ability to run is almost the centerpiece of their offense? I don't know. Like, I just don't know.
I think we know right now, Stoney, that this is not their first rodeo.
Right.
Right now, they haven't been able to do that. You know, and you're going to say, Guru, you're being unfair, but I remember the home loss in the playoffs to the Chargers when Lamar Jackson, people wanted Flacco to go back in the game. So I know he's more mature now. He's deadly. He's a great highlight. But, Stoney, what if that were the AFC Championship game? And I know it's the first game, and that's a throw a high school quarterback can make wide open, and he missed it. I do wonder if that's going to be his legacy. Oh, he was fun to watch. He could get you there, but when you need him to make that throw or throws, he's going to come up short.
Yeah,
And right now, I believe if you let me know if I'm being overly critical, right now, that's the title of the jam. Close, no, but no cigar.
I think it looks like, you know what the Ravens remind me of? At least, you know what the Ravens reminded me of?
The Rockets for me.
No, you know what they reminded me of last night? They reminded me of a team, like a high school team.
That
doesn't have a ton of talent. And so they just put their best athlete at quarterback. They snap the ball to him. And the quarterback is able to make plays because he's bigger and faster and stronger and better than a lot of players. But there's...
Now, I feel like you're selling them short. They got some talent, Stein.
It doesn't feel like they have any creativity, and maybe they don't have creativity because he's limited in what he can do.
Listen, is their creativity, though.
Yeah, and that's what I mean. I mean, how many of his plays are... like
off script.
Yes, can you win a Super Bowl when half your plays go off script?
Well, I'll tell you this to that. They got the number one seed that way last year and had the AFC Championship in their own backyard and had a wounded Kansas City offense, you know, as their visitor, and they couldn't get it done. And are we being unfair putting it all at the doorstep of Lamar Jackson? But I just think of Steph Curry. Stein, he got the only unanimous MVP. Well, guess what he did in that year? They got a chip. He basically validated that run, that era. And right now, Lamar Jackson, two-time MVP, Stoney, but he doesn't show that in the playoffs thus far. And again, they're one throw away from maybe winning that game or putting it in OT. So they're going to be heard from. But I don't have the answer to that question. And right now, looking you dead center in your face, right now on this Friday, I would bet Lamar never wins it.
I would not make that bet.
What would keep you from not making that bet? Because his coach is not going to change.
I've just seen two. I've been sure of too many things that have been wrong in my life.
I love that.
So I would never say he can't win a Super Bowl. I'm just wondering if he's going to be able to. That's all. I'm just wondering if he's going to be able to.
Let me throw this to you real quick. It's like the Niners. I do wonder if Lamar's had his best chance, and John, of getting it done with Lamar Jackson. Now, we're assuming they're going to be there, that you know. But, Steiny, I'm looking like, man, is Derrick Henry – I know it's one game, but is that the perfect complement to Lamar in the backfield? They were talking last night when he was back there. They knew they were going to run or what Baltimore was going to do. And then when he wasn't on the field, Derrick Henry, you kind of knew it was going to be off script. Give it to Lamar and let him make something happen. He did late. But, man, I just wouldn't feel confident saying – that guy, Lamar Jackson, is going to be a Super Bowl winning quarterback. And I know they're going to come for me.
See, can I let our audience in on, I don't know, just a little something that rankles me? Rankles isn't quite
show
gets
related.
Me mad. Yes, oh. Show related.
Okay.
And it's from the text line. I'm sorry, from the YouTube chat. Austin in San Jose.
Our guy?
He says, thank God Mahomes won the Super Bowl last year, or Steiny would be saying Purdy is better than Mahomes. See, now that's what rankles me. I said, you know, Lamar Jackson's a better quarterback than Brock Purdy. Most people would take Lamar Jackson over Brock Purdy. I said, if I'm starting a team, I would take Lamar Jackson.
I heard it.
Over Brock Purdy. I'm not saying Lamar Jackson is Purdy is better than Lamar Jackson, Austin. I'm not saying that. I'm saying
stylistically,
sometimes I think,
yeah.
Or I'm starting to think that Kyle Shanahan would prefer a Brock Purdy over a Lamar Jackson. That's what I'm saying. And when I look at this 49er team and see how many, the variety of weapons that they have, I feel like a quarterback like Purdy can utilize those weapons better than somebody like Lamar Jackson. I said it.
And, man, you got me thinking now, what do you give me for this? Right now, Lamar Jackson reminds me of Randall Cunningham in Philly. When they had them great defense, okay. Donnie. I mean, Randall had defense and weapons and running backs and tight ends. Byers, like, that's what this is reminding me of. And for whatever reasons, Donnie, the league figured Randall out and it was gone. Vamoose. But no. Randall was good, man. In Philly, he had it all.
Hey, listen.
They had it all.
Don't tell me about Randall Cunningham. I was an Eagles season ticket holder in the mid-80s. I saw him play dozens of games up close with my buddy Joe Fenlon.
Jimmy Johnson ruined him.
Randall Cunningham
was
more accurate than Lamar Jackson.
Now, I'm going to be quiet on that.
Randall Cunningham was more. Now, he had more of a wind-up.
Yeah, he was
Randall
one of my
Cunningham.
Favorites. But still, I'm talking about winning it all, Steiny. They didn't.
Yeah.
Those Philly teams were talented, man. Dogs everywhere on defense, just like the Ravens. And I think Austin in San Jose he's thinking you said Baltimore's not talented. Now, you didn't say that.
It feels
defensively,
like,
they are they're a bear.
I mean, how many times can you snap the ball to Lamar Jackson? Again, round around, stops.
He's good at it, though,
Matt. Okay, 8-yard pass or 8-yard run.
He's good at it, though.
But that's not, it's kind of not an offense.
But it is because he's a 2-time MVP and people got the Ravens to win it.
Well, that's because he puts up monster numbers.
Like,
I don't know.
Like when he's back there in a double threat.
I find it unbelievably boring.
Steiny, how?
Because nothing happens.
He's making NFL football and defenders look like it's high school. That's what's so fascinating about him.
You know what,
I mean it.
You're right. When he drops back and throws, he does look like a high school quarterback. Oh, how about that?
He's selling it. Yeah. Dude is special, man.
I just think in this day and age with the NFL,
that ain't working.
You have to be able to deliver the ball. You have to be able to. And I'm not saying he can't.
There's some throws, like the first drive, you're like, that's what it's supposed to be. All right, Lamar in the pocket. But then that goes away.
Well, that's a good question. And we can throw this out to our listeners. 888-957-9570. Answer this, Steiny. And you can too, Goo, and anybody else are listening. That's a good question. You got two or three minutes left in a game. Who would you want to drive the team down the field, Purdy or Lamar Jackson?
Oh, Purdy. It's Purdy.
Wow.
And if you gave me Dak and Lamar, I'd go Dak. Steiny, that's when I'm down on Lamar, man.
Even though he almost did it last night.
What if I tell you I think he doesn't want to throw it? Like, you got to throw it. But I
don't have a quarterback like that.
I feel like he knows, like, this. I need to run or be on the – but sometimes you got to just – you had to make that throw last night. And there were two of them. That one to Likely Steiner, you got to hit that one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Quarterbacking ain't easy. I used to do it.
Oh, my God.
Now, we talked about my arm.
Yeah. You were Jamarcus Russell.
You see me throw
Let
a
me guess,
ball.
You can throw 40 yards from your knees.
You see me
That's
throw a
great.
Bowling ball and make it look like a rock.
Right, but you have no form. You have no form.
But it comes hot.
You couldn't throw
a football. You said I throw the hardest bowling ball you ever seen.
Yeah,
I need
throw
something.
It straight into the ground.
It strikes, though.
Spit on. You ever see Guru play bowl?
Anyway, it strikes.
Scary, man.
Dude.
It's scary.
Spadoni, see me hit a home run. Spadoni, yeah. I throw it hard. Yeah.
All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. Ladies and gentlemen, it is football season,
yeah.
And the 49ers open up theirs on Monday Night Football. We're talking about Brock Purdy and Lamar Jackson. We've got one game that we watched last night. What did you think of those two teams? What did you think? Do you think the Kansas City Chiefs look like they're going to be unbeatable? Do you think you think the Baltimore Ravens can make a run? I get it's one game. And the nature of the business is to overreact. I'm just not crazy about Baltimore. I'm just not crazy about Baltimore.
We're getting real quick, Sam. We're getting a lot of, if Lamar had the weaponry Purdy and Jimmy had, he would have won. And I know we got Santana Moss coming up soon here. A lot of people are saying if Lamar had this weaponry.
Who's he
going
to get the ball to?
Debo, McCaffrey, Kittle, Ayuk.
But he's not
plus
accurate
what
enough.
He brings
is
to
he
the
accurate
table.
Enough? Is he accurate enough to run Kyle Shanahan's system? What would Kyle Shanahan do with Lamar Jackson? 888-957-9570. We're talking on 95.7 The Game.
It's the Guru Steiny Show. Let's go.
Ooh, a little late. Yeah, snuck up on me.
Yeah.
You could just play that on a loop until I got behind the mic.
My boy Steiny, Tone just texts me, goes, wow, Steiny just cut you off. I go, when? That's my partner. What do you mean? I guess when I was going in on Taylor Swift. I don't think he cut me off.
Not like you cut me off.
No, you said blurt. No, you cut me off when I was talking about old Randall Cunningham. He was my favorite, man.
I loved him. I loved Randall Cunningham.
Air McNair's. I think he was a pocket passer with the best of them and could run. And that's why I have an affinity for Donovan McNabb. He gets no love. But, Stoney, those dudes could throw from the pocket, then move. Lamar needs to move before. Like, the pocket's his kryptonite. I'm sorry.
Maybe this is kind of a dumb question, but I'm just basing
the
it on.
Only dumb question's the one you don't ask.
I don't know about that. I don't know about this.
Spadoni, I learned that early. The only dumb question is the one you don't ask.
I guess what I'm asking is, do you think Lamar Jackson's going to the Hall of Fame?
If he don't take another snap.
Okay. Who would you rather have? Dan Marino or Lamar Jackson?
Dan Marino.
Why?
Because he's better at his job. He didn't need the escapability. Okay, he was so prolific at reading defenses and getting that ball out that I would take that over the Lamar Jackson experience. How about you?
Well, I think most people would.
Yeah.
And I guess that's
not
what
even an L for Lamar, Stein.
No, but I guess like that's what I'm saying. If you've got a quarterback who, hey, we got two Hall of Fame quarterbacks. Which one would you prefer? A guy who stayed in the pocket or a guy like Lamar Jackson who's dynamic and can run?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. We started this conversation, and by the way, coming up in a half hour, Santana Moss is going to join us, former New York Jets first round
bad
pick.
Boy.
But I want to just talk to 49er fans about Kyle Shanahan, the quarterback position, especially after watching Lamar Jackson last night. I mean, the numbers speak for themselves. His numbers speak for themselves. And I'm watching it last night, and I'm just thinking, I don't think Kyle Shanahan prefers a quarterback like Lamar Jackson. I think he's more regimented. I think that's where I think the difference between a John Harbaugh and a Shanahan, or even a John Harbaugh and a Jim Harbaugh. Like, I feel like John Harbaugh is pretty, what's the word, open. And I feel like Kyle Shanahan's a little rigid. And I feel like a coach like Harbaugh, John, is more okay knowing, look, I'm going to devise a game plan, and chances are a certain percentage of the time, Lamar's going to do his thing.
He's married to that. He married right. that.
Like, I'm not sure Kyle would want to marry something like that where in other words, like, Kyle Shanahan would have to yield part of the offense to Lamar Jackson. He would have to acknowledge that there are going to be more plays with Lamar Jackson that go off script than probably another quarterback. And I just don't. I'm not convinced he likes that at all.
I feel like Jason Lewis on the YouTube chat just said what you're trying to say, and you tell me if I'm wrong. Kyle wants all the credit. So a guy like Lamar would, if he's out there doing his thing, Fred Astaire with his feet, Steiny, Kyle could dial up a play, but Lamar's athleticism would be what you're in awe of. And, I'm not saying anything foul about Kyle and his personality because we don't know it to be true, but Kyle's ego wouldn't let would want that quarterback to do that, because it would solely be his skill set that got it done, as opposed to what we've seen Kyle do with Jimmy. And to be honest, Donnie, what he's doing with Brock Purdy.
And let me throw this one at you too, because we were messing around about, you know, what would Kyle do with Lamar Jackson if he were the quarterback here, and if he had all these weapons. And I actually look at it from the other point of view, and I get it. I think it's easy to say, oh, look, you give Lamar Jackson all those weapons, forget about it. See, I look at it little differently. Yeah. I look at it as, if you would give Lamar Jackson all those weapons, I think there'd be a chance, not that it would happen for sure, but I think there'd be a chance that you would expose him a little more to the things that he doesn't do well.
Well, then I would say to you, Steiny, you're really down on Lamar more than you think.
I'm not down on him. I'm just
not confident.
Because why is he not getting?
Well, let me just get this out. Why is Lamar not getting the benefit of the doubt that under the tutelage of Kyle, when you look at what he did for Jimmy and what he's doing for Brock Purdy, what he would do for Lamar? That's what. So we understand.
But he can't make Lamar more accurate. And his offense is based on timing and precise route running and putting the ball maybe in an area where the receiver isn't, but where he will be when the ball arrives there. I'm not saying he couldn't, but, you know, the first thing he would want to do is, Lamar, you got to play from the pocket. And then if he plays from the pocket, what if you realize, geez,
well, I don't
he's
think
not like, accurate enough.
Kyle's too smart, Steiny, and that's why I keep bringing up RG3, because RG3 could do both.
Right, but they didn't win anything.
But they made the playoffs with a rookie quarterback, and he got Rookie of the Year.
And what happened?
Well, he got hurt.
Well, and
they ran him in the ground.
That's another thing. I think just durability, you know, has got to be taken into account, and how long a guy can specifically play. Alex in Oakland. What's up, Alex? How you doing, man?
Hey, well, what's up, fellas? I just wanted to say, listen to both sides of what y'all are saying, is two things can be equally true, especially in a game like last night. Lamar Jackson did not put them in a position to win, but he didn't put him in a position to lose either, because he missed a wide-open throw, but he made a precise throw in the back of the end zone.
Yeah.
So two things can be true. And if at the end of the day, is he getting the job done? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You see the results. Does he look like Joe Montana, Brock Purdy? No. But he gets the job done. Is he going to win you a big game or lose you a big game? You don't know. But you know at the end of the day, he's going to get the job done. It's not going to look traditional.
Right.
But the job done nonetheless.
Yeah. Yeah. But he hasn't got it done as of yet. And that's the big question mark, Steiny.
And two-thirds of quarterbacks in the league haven't got it done either.
Yeah.
So that's not saying much.
Yeah. Yeah, and Alex, I'm kind of with you. And I don't want to make this necessarily about, you know, because what is he, 27?
28.
And I'm not trying to write the guy off at all. And like I said last segment, I would never say, oh, he's never going to win a Super Bowl. But here's a sentiment that I disagree with from Mac on the YouTube chat. Steiny, but Kyle used 3 first-round picks to draft a quarterback just like Lamar Jackson.
I saw that.
That's what I don't believe. I don't believe they drafted Trey Lance to be Lamar Jackson, because I don't think Shanahan wants a Lamar Jackson. I think, like he said many times, you got to make a play from the pocket, and then if you can run, great. So I think they looked at Trey Lance and they saw his arm also, and they liked the strength of his arm. Unfortunately, he wasn't accurate enough.
But when we saw him get on the field, I got mad at the way Kyle used him, because he was running him like a fullback.
Maybe because he was not accurate. And maybe that's what he, you know, would he have to do that with a guy like Lamar Jackson if he were here? 888-957-9570 is the number. We're just chopping it up here. We had our first football game last night. It was a lot of fun. Let's go to Austin in San Jose. What's up, Austin? How you doing, man?
Man, you know I love you guys. Danny, you know I love you, man, and Guru. I just want to come at you a little bit, Steiny.
Sure, go ahead.
This morning on, it's a little bit of back and forth. We got to have some fun. If we all agree, what's the point, right?
Yeah, so, absolutely.
Listen, Lamar Jackson, I'm not a big Lamar fan. My brother is, but I tell you what, I used to criticize him a lot like Guru, and I've come to respect his game really over the last couple years. Just because he hasn't beaten Mahomes, I think we got to be careful. This dude is supremely talented. Are you telling me there's no way that if Kyle could replace Purdy with Lamar Jackson, with all the quote-called weaponry those guys have? Are you kidding me? Go to the locker room and ask the 49ers who they would take. I guarantee they would take Lamar. Do you remember what Lamar did to the 49ers last year? I mean, come on, guys. What are we talking about here? And I think he does get criticized. This guy can run. Hey, Skye, since when do you have to stay in the pocket to be successful? This is all the stuff that the media has been propagating over the years, that you got to be a pocket passer to succeed.
Well,
that's a bunch of crap, man.
You can
be on the run and make plays, too. What does Mahomes do?
But
he got three championships doing that. Hold on, Austin.
The number one thing that Kyle wants out of a quarterback is to make the throws out of the pocket. He said he loves all the other stuff, but they have to have that foundation. That's all I'm saying. And I'm not saying he wouldn't coach him or he couldn't coach him. I'm just saying that I'm not sure he prefers to coach that kind of quarterback.
Super Bowls. How many Super Bowls does Kyle have?
None.
There's your answer right there. So maybe you should change.
All right. Fair enough. Have a good weekend, buddy.
Yes, like I said, I'm on record. Give Lamar Jackson the Jedi, who is Kyle Shanahan, and I'll even throw Andy Reid in for that matter, Steiny. He'll be the best version of himself.
So you don't think he's the best version of himself now?
No, I think he would be better under the tutelage of Kyle. And you talk about the lack of accuracy. Maybe you limit that. Maybe you call or dial up more things that he's good at. But
right,
I'm
running,
not going to sit here. And I was thinking about it, too. As much as I've dissed Lamar and put him in this Niner situation, Steiny, they could have a Super Bowl. You know, maybe Chris Jones doesn't wreck the two Super Bowls because of his escapability. Like, we're talking about a two-time MVP.
Yeah, I would never.
But you saying, Goo, would you bet on him to win one right now? I wouldn't, especially with Mahomes just in his way, and he's 1-5 all time against Patrick Mahomes. But, yeah, I would take him in this Niner offense with Kyle over Brock. And, Steiny, the unknown that was Trey Lance, do we really, really know? Because nobody got a good look at him, that the drafting or the attraction from Kyle was strictly just he could be a pocket passer. Because I look at Trey Lance, to me, as a dual threat. Nobody's Lamar.
I'm just telling you.
Like Kyle wanted
what
legs.
Kyle Shanahan has said and been consistent about his entire career.
But we can't omit the draft of Trey Lance.
Right, because he thought that he could be that.
But you don't know that.
Of
You're
course
saying
I
that.
Do.
No, we don't
or
know.
He could turn him into one. I mean,
but the component of being able to move and run was attractive to Kyle, too.
Fine, but he doesn't. If you can't make plays out of the pocket, I don't think he wants you, is all I'm saying. And I'm not saying a guy will never make plays out of the pocket, but I'm just, and it just rang a bell from back in the day. Maybe at the next break, I'll try to find some of that sound where he was just like, I don't know if he thought Trey Lance could make throws from the pocket, or he thought he could turn him into that guy. But after 2 or 3 years, I think Kyle realized he wasn't that guy. And if you don't have that foundation for Kyle, like, I don't know how much use he has for you.
What's so head scratching about the pick.
Yeah. Let's go to we got some calls. Let's go to Raymond in Richmond.
The Rich.
Hey, Raymond, how you doing?
What's up, Stiney? What's up, Goose?
You got it. Hey,
hey. Hey, I think Lamar Jackson is very talented as a quarterback. I think his biggest flaw is that he lacks composure. I would take Brock Purdy in a two-minute drill all day. Cool, calm, and collected, never looks rattled. And I think that's just as equally good as being physically talented. That's all I really got to say. And, Johnny, you ever played at Diablo Golf Course? I'm working out here, and I deliver there every day on the golf course.
Yeah, I played there. Nice track.
Nice.
Yeah.
You guys have a good one.
You too, Raymond. Have a good weekend, man. Raymond. See, I would actually disagree a little with that. I think Lamar Jackson's pretty poised.
Well, how can you be pretty poised and accuracy is something that you need?
Well, poise and accuracy have nothing to do with
each
other.
Well, to me, I feel like they're one and two. They go hand in hand.
How?
Because if you're not poised, your accuracy is off. And that's when you could tell somebody's nervous or rattled. But when you don't have accuracy at all, it's like heckle and jive.
I don't care if he's not. He's not accurate. He's not as accurate as most quarterbacks when he's not nervous.
Well, I'm just saying on the run, his accuracy improves. That's when he becomes like a phenom. Lamar Jackson. When he's on the run, Steiny, and he's ad-libbing, that's when he's like Michael Vick. And that's how you get to be a two-time MVP.
Yep.
But the accuracy is, to me, that's like, what I hate about it is I can't say you're rattled. Because then we have an excuse on why you're not at. He just doesn't have it, and it hasn't improved.
My point is that when he's running that two-minute drill last night, I feel like he was pretty poised.
He didn't
look like the moment was too big for him. So I thought like that's the only thing that I, you know, questioned about him. Like I just because you run a lot doesn't mean you can't have poise, and I don't see him overwhelmed, obviously, out there. Let's go to Keith in L.A. What's up, Keith? There he is.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey.
Hey, you guys are so entertaining. You got me creeping beyond enemy lines here. Mm-hmm.
Who's your team?
Rams. I'm L.A. I've been a Ram fan my entire life, but I got long connections to the Niners.
Listen, right.
I'm in lockstep with you, Steiny, 100%. I can condense this into the text I sent you guys earlier. I would take Brock Purdy over Lamar, and I believe so would Kyle. I don't want a running quarterback trying to throw. I want a pocket quarterback who can run, and that's Brock Purdy. I followed Kyle since Cleveland days, and you know, the closest thing he's ever had to that was RG3, but RG3 was almost a 70% passer coming out of college. He was very accurate. And I just don't see Lamar Jackson as a fit at all. Thanks for the time, guys.
Yeah. Thank you, Keith. Welcome to the show.
And I guess if we would ask Keith if he thought Lamar would ever get one, Stan, I think his answer might be no.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that. I mean, I would never say that.
Right.
He might. I mean, because he can win you games. There's no doubt about it. I'm just thinking about Kyle Shanahan and his rigidity a little bit and how he'd fare with Lamar Jackson. By the way, coming up in 10 minutes, Santana Moss joining us, former New York Jets first-round pick, played 15 years in the NFL as a wide receiver. Let's go to West Oakland Sam. West Oakland Sam. Oh, hey, buddy.
Hey.
Hey.
What's up with my brothers?
Talk to us.
Hey.
You tell me, buddy.
After watching yesterday's game, what separates Mahomes from Lamar Jackson? Mahomes knows he has that greatest intangible asset that is he knows how to work great with chaos. Whereas Lamar, his first thing is to just, you know what? I'm faster than everybody on the field. I could run for that 7 yards because he doesn't have the IQ enough like Mahomes has to see it while he's dealing with chaos. Let me tell you something about Shanahan. Shanahan was thinking the same thing when he drafted Trey Lance. Oh, let me get a big athletic quarterback that's similar, that has the intangibles that Mahomes has, who maybe I could supplement that with some IQ from my mind that he will eventually be able to understand to deal with chaos. The only thing that separates Mahomes from the rest of the league is he just knows how to manage moments where you think that other quarterbacks would self-destruct. And Mahomes is not bigger than the program. He plays within the system that Andy Reid gives him, but he deals with chaos better than the rest. And I swear to God, guys, Brock Purdy landed in Shanahan's lap, and Brock Purdy has those intangibles. We didn't see Brock Purdy make those throws where he doesn't even, like I just told Bonte and Shasky the other day, I was like, yo, Purdy makes these throws where he doesn't even finish looking through the throw. He's doing it as a means of safety. And that's the thing. Purdy has those intangibles. The only thing is, it's whether you make it or not. That's the only thing. That's all you need in Shanahan's system, because he will lead you the way. All you need is a quarterback that could match his IQ just a little bit. And Lamar Jackson doesn't have it, because his first thing is to use his athleticism before anything that he sees down the field. That's all.
Yeah. Thanks for the call, West Oakland, Sam. Like, here's what I can't see. Okay, I'm looking at the box score from last night. Lamar Jackson carried the ball 16 times. You cannot tell me that that's what Kyle Shanahan would like. Like, Kyle Shanahan wants his quarterback to rush 5 times for 42 yards. And three of those runs, the guy gets the quarterback gets the first down. Like, okay, let me just throw this out at you. If Lamar Jackson's quarterback in the Niners and he runs 16 times, like,
well, he's a threat. He's more of an athletic threat than Brock Purdy is.
No doubt.
Okay, and with that weaponry that they currently have, I mean, Stoney, they're going to be the Los Angeles, the 80 Lakers. Like, they're going to be hard to stop. I'm not saying his accuracy gets better, but what's around him, you are a product of your environment.
Who's harder to, who would you rather defend, the Ravens or the Niners?
The Ravens. Because
exactly.
I pretty much know where it's coming from.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's I'm kind of with you. I, as great as Lamar Jackson is,
his anticipation on throws, Donnie, I think that's an area that might define him or keep him from winning the Super Bowl.
Let's go. Let's go to Armando and Hayward. Hey, Armando, how you doing, man? Lamar Jackson stinks.
Hey, Donnie and Goo. Happy Friday, guys.
Yes, sir.
Hey, buddy, what's up?
So I believe, like, Purdy, hands down, is – I would choose him over Lamar. Lamar is physically gifted, like everyone's saying. Got the arm, no accuracy, like y'all mentioned. But the thing is, if the reports are true coming out of camp with the Niners, Purdy has decreased his progression so he could get the ball up faster. And if he's a pass first, then run, I'd rather have that kind of talent as a quarterback versus a run first. We've seen it in Green Bay in the playoffs and against Detroit in the playoffs. Like, he could run. So I feel that Purdy is the better fit. Thank you.
Appreciate it, Armando. And that's pretty much
what it comes down
what
to.
What I'm saying.
But I would love to have Kyle answer that question.
I mean,
you
look.
I'm watching it. I feel it. But damn it, Stoney, I really think Trey Lance and those legs also made him attractive.
He doesn't want a running quarterback.
He
doesn't like running quarterbacks.
I don't buy that.
Well, so he's a liar?
No.
When he says
Trey Lance was supposed to be a running quarterback.
When you ask Kyle Shanahan.
You act like he told you that.
He didn't.
Don't tell me Trey Lance was not a running quarterback. That was part of his display, what he brought to the table. And you're sitting here saying it like you know for a fact. It's getting old. Like, Kyle called you and told you. He didn't call you. You're guessing.
No, I'm not guessing.
Yes, you are.
So you're guessing. So you think I made it up that Kyle Shanahan has...
I'm looking at the draft pick, dude. He drafted a running quarterback. What are you missing?
That's what you think.
Oh, no, what do you mean what I think? It's what happened. He drafted a running quarterback, did he not?
His number one thing.
Did he draft a running quarterback, Matt?
I don't think he did.
Okay.
I don't think he did.
All right.
I bet if you look at his passing numbers at North Dakota State or North Dakota, they were unbelievable.
And the sun shines the rain.
Kyle Shanahan has been steadfast about what his number one thing is that he's looking for in a quarterback, and it's not legs. What's coming up on the game is presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. That segment brought to you by Chilton Auto Body. Coming up, Santana Moss, former New York Jets first-round draft pick on 95.7 The Game.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.